Are you there, Clips? It's me, William the Opinion Uptight.
He's back.
How's it going?
I think everyone's doing pretty okay. Pretty slow news day so far today.
It is, but you know what? We're Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network, coming at you 5 days a week.
Hell
all
yeah.
Fresh Clippers content.
We here.
Yeah. You have been wanting the NBA from a Clippers perspective your entire life, and now you get it 5 days a week.
Welcome to the bandwagoners.
Welcome to the bandwagoners.
We're open.
Much love to the day ones.
Yes. It's all love for all new fans, all old fans.
Yeah.
Let's just get together. We had a great live stream.
Just being born fans. Ghost fans.
We had a great live stream yesterday, and it just feels like there's a bunch of new fans. I don't know. A couple people hit us up that they've like kind of switched over. Not switched allegiances, but like have picked up the Clippers as their number two team or something like that. And that's awesome to see.
I think that like more than anything, there's just there's a renewed interest.
Yes.
Which is awesome for
sure.
The franchise.
Definitely.
So diving into that on this slow news day,
yeah.
We're going to kick things off. We're going to talk a little bit about these 538 projections.
No one's happy about them, I don't think, except the Rockets.
And the Lakers, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's bizarre to me. I respect the site a lot.
Me too.
Chris Herrien, I think, is great. So we're still going to
get into it.
We got to dig into these. And then today is Wednesday, which if you're new to the show, every Wednesday we do a What Could Have Been Wednesday or a Parallel Universe, where we talk about who and what could have happened if things turned out a little bit differently.
Yeah.
So we got a real recent one for you today.
This is a good one, I think.
Yeah, it's fresh.
I'm excited about this one.
It's a freshie and a What Could Have Been Wednesday.
Yeah, it's both, man.
And then we're going to just kind of wrap things up with some general Clippers talk. We're going to talk about Lou Will, the Underground GOAT.
Great piece in Slam.
Yeah. Which is, you know, the highest publication you can get lauded in.
Yeah.
As all true Hoopers know. Anyways, all that and more coming up right about now.
So 538 released, to be fair, they did title it their way too early win projections.
Yes.
For next year's NBA season. If you're not familiar with 538, I don't know, the best, most renowned statistical
up there for sure. Yeah, yeah. One, a great stat
right
site.
Now.
Yeah.
Did get the last election wrong, but hey, what are you going to do? They don't really give respect to the Clippers in terms of their formula. I don't know what we did.
I just wondered.
Last year they had us at like 32 wins, I think.
I feel like they might have had us with slightly more wins than ESPN projected us at.
Maybe. Under 40.
But I'm not sure. I can't remember.
It was for sure under 40.
Because they have their own projections.
Yes. So they released some projections that came out yesterday. Between this and the NBA 2K ratings, people are livid, I would say.
Yeah.
Rockets were at number one with 58 wins. The Lakers were number
58.
I know. The Lakers were number three with 51. The Clippers came in at sixth at 48 wins.
That number sounds familiar.
It's insane. And then, just a side note, the most disrespected team in this entire thing.
The Kings.
The Kings were projected to finish dead last in the West by 538.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
We should have got Matt George on the...
Should have got
show today to sound off
this.
On this.
Do you really think we're going to win the exact same amount of games as last year?
That to me is unfathomable.
So, like, in my head, the way that I'm trying to kind of wrap my head around it is, you know, I guess I can't. The West, everyone got better pretty much.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But we kept the same team and added two top 10 players.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. I don't think everyone else is raised so much.
Did they forget
still the
a
same.
Zero in the formula or something?
Yeah, they were off a decimal point. It just doesn't strike me like... I mean, I just have a... I just don't see how it's the exact same number. You know? We swapped out Chandler and Temple
mm-hmm.
for two guys who kind of do their jobs a little bit more efficiently than they do.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect to those two.
No.
And then added, it just blows my mind.
I mean, losing Gallo, that's a big blow.
Sure. We added Paul George and Kawhi.
Yeah. I do honestly feel like maybe something was left out.
They should take it down. They should scrub this from the internet.
Wow.
No, it just, I mean, I do concede the Lakers got better. They added AD. That's better than what they had last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, The Rockets at number one kind of blows my mind. I think 58 wins is crazy.
Yeah.
I just feel mostly disrespected.
It's very disrespectful.
It's super disrespectful.
We're barely making the playoffs?
We're a six seed in this scenario. Playing the Lakers in the playoffs.
I would be floored if we were a six seed.
I would... The only situation where...
I guess the only way I could see it is if basically 2-8 or 3-8 is just...
A log jam.
Yeah.
It's like a game and a half.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking because I like... So the win totals all kind of makes... Like, whoever's first in the West, yeah, is probably going to win 58 games. You know? Like, yeah. that to me, I'm like, the West got harder. That makes sense. And I guess being the sixth seed at 48 games, because we were the eighth with 48 games.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like, all these totals kind of make sense to me. It just feels so out of order.
It does feel really out of order. Where were the Jazz in this? Oh, they're ahead of us.
They're ahead of us. Which I don't have the biggest problem with. I can see that.
I could see the Jazz having a better regular season record than us. And I'm not trying to get down on the Clippers or anything right now.
No, not at all.
We're prioritizing 16 games.
Yeah.
Everything we did this offseason is to win 16 games.
Yeah. It's still just... It's just so interesting.
Yeah. But to think that we would still only, like, just be above 500. We'd be at... 600 essentially.
Yeah.
On the season, I feel like it's pretty disrespectful.
It's disrespectful. I don't like the math behind it. They explain the process and it's on 538's website, but I'm like, I guess if this is what you're gonna use, this is what you're gonna use, but 48 again?
It's bad. It's too baffling to me to comprehend.
The positive I have from this is that it's just more chipping away at the already giant chip in this team's shoulder.
Yeah. What are we, the LA Chippers?
Dude, might as well be, dude. I'm happy because our guy, we have the perfect team to use this as motivation. Kawhi and Paul George probably don't even care about this. But this is bulletin board material for a lot of other guys.
Confirm that they have the internet right now.
Paul George and Kawhi?
Yeah.
I don't...
Can we confirm?
Paul George does because he posted the funniest old man face swap, which was him in the hospital with the old man face filter, and it said, you have to go to the hospital and you get too much Viagra or something like that. So that man for sure has the internet and knows how to use it very well.
Maybe that was his people, though.
Okay, well, his people have
the internet. For all we know.
Kawhi has that deep-fried meme of him when he was at the White House with Obama. On his Twitter still.
Okay.
He literally has like a deep fried picture. It's so funny. It's not supposed to be funny. It's a great picture, but it's like a deep fried meme of him after they won. I don't know if Kawhi has the internet right now.
I think that they might both be in a sweat lodge.
Here's a hot take. Kawhi is the internet.
Oh, man. He's the sentient.
Bro, he's the internet.
He's the sentient internet. Wow.
I don't know.
Man, are we locked on conspiracy theories right now?
We are, bro. I'm just flustered by this win total thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm so disrespected by it, but for some reason it really gets me that I'm like, how are we going to add two top 10 players, keep the same bench, keep the same coach, and win the exact same amount of games? So last year we could have had Kawhi and Paul George on the same, and we would have been the same story last year. It would have been the exact same story last year. That's my thing, is everyone else stayed the same. We just added two top 10 players. And if you go back in time and do it, we still only won 48 last year.
The thing to me is...
I'm livid right now.
I mean, you're really heated. The thing to me is that it just seems... Like I said, it just seems like they missed a variable or something. They solved for why.
All for these hands.
I don't know. It's just too, yeah, it's like I said, it's unfathomable to me. It's like too unbelievable for me to even get upset about.
Might as well have given us 33 wins.
Like, might as well just swap us.
Might as well just
swap us with the Kings.
Put the Suns in our place, you know? God damn, dude.
You are heated about
this. I'm really mad, which I also don't understand why I'm so mad, because I just want a home seed for the playoffs. I don't even care where we finish. I just like want the home seed. Let us know how many games you think the Clippers are going to win. I think it's going to be 52. Okay, here's the other thing.
55.
I also feel kind of dumb Because I guess my floor for the Clippers is like, you know, 53, which is only 5 more games than what they gave us.
55.
All right. Let us know how many games you think the Clippers are going to win. And if you were as mad as I was at this. Coming up after this, we got a What Could Have Been Wednesday. Where things could have been, I don't know, different? The same? We don't know. Want to give a quick shout out to Grip Six Belts.
Hey, grip it, rip it. Grip Six Belts.
Belt it. So welcome to What Could Have Been Wednesday. Or
the parallel universe.
It's very spooky.
Just as an aside note, and yeah. this is just for the Twitter set who happen to listen to the podcast.
For sure.
Charles and I have been tossing around the idea of adding a soundboard.
Oh yeah. Let us know if you guys want a soundboard from us.
We think it might, the podcast could descend into absolute madness.
I think it would.
Which we acknowledge. But what are your thoughts? What samples would you like to hear on this pod?
We got a couple in our heads already that we say right now, but would be better with sounds. Let us know what you think about the soundboard. Personally, now that I'm sitting here, I think it would ruin the podcast. It'd be fun for us, not for anybody else. What could have been Wednesday? What if we got a soundboard? No. This is a recent one that I haven't really seen talked about.
I feel like someone might have asked this on a stream or something.
Nice. Shout out to whoever that person was. What if Kawhi doesn't make the shot against the 76ers and the Raptors lose in overtime?
Very real possibility.
Super real. It bounced on the rim 4 times or something like that. Four. Couple questions outlined. Does he stay? What do the Clippers do in free agency?
Mm-hmm.
How does it impact the rest of the NBA, which I guess is more of a broader thing?
All right. Well, I mean, let's start at the first. Are we for sure that they lose in overtime?
I don't know. And what could have been Wednesday? They do.
I think that it's a really, like, I think that that is a for real possibility. And I mean, the Sixers were the best built team probably to take on the Raptors.
Yeah.
Just in terms of, like,
I mean, obviously, yeah, for sure.
The size and length, mm-hmm. like, really gave them trouble the whole time. Great, like, transition defense against, like, Pascal Siakam and some of the guys who really like to score that way. Some cold shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I, man, when it first happened, like, when the shot first happened, I thought, if it goes to overtime, the Raptors for sure lose.
Yeah.
Now I'm not so sure.
Okay.
I think that the Raptors still could have taken it. But anyways,
yeah.
Irrelevant. I don't think that he stays.
I think he does.
Interesting.
I think it maybe gives them a renewed sense of, we got to go get another guy.
But with what?
I don't know. Masai's a fantastic GM. He'd figure something weird out. Or maybe get another guy or something. But I think he maybe stays. Or at least the conversations are drawn out a lot more. I think we'd have to wait a lot longer for his decision. Because there's so many, I mean, the thing with him winning the finals is there's no what ifs for last year for him.
That's true.
There's absolutely none.
There is zero.
He won finals MVP. They won the chip. There's no.
Every stone was overturned, or yes. No stone was left unturned. Well, however the saying is.
So there's no what ifs.
That's true. Yeah. There's no, like, yeah.
And the same with the Spurs.
Yes.
He got the chip, he got the finals MVP. So I think he maybe stays. It's an interesting one to ponder.
It's interesting. I guess I just don't see. I don't see what strengthens the argument, especially just knowing what we think we know about Kawhi and his decision in free agency.
For sure,
you know, it was influenced by family. It was influenced by lifestyle.
Yeah,
and
he wanted another guy.
And I don't see any of that changing in Toronto.
Okay,
I do think
I like that argument.
That
I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that they still have as strong of a pitch as they had this year, which was like, hey man, we can play you 60 games or less.
Yeah.
We've got a great medical staff.
We're running everybody back.
We got a great team that we can run back next year. I think we got a real shot at this thing. But I think if you go up against a team like the Sixers, mm-hmm. who, you know, that team played, I mean, with all three healthy, I mean, less than 20 games before the playoffs. I think if you lose to that team before the Eastern Conference Finals, in my mind, unless you're making some sort of huge move, you're not running anything out. You're not running the same squad back the next year that's getting over that hump.
Okay.
Is the way that I feel.
Yeah.
So I don't see that it's even like a what if. I think it's mm-hmm. like it's at that point, it's the thing of like banging your head into a brick wall.
For sure. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, you could try it again. Yeah, you might not pass out, but you're also not going through that brick wall.
That brick wall. I think maybe if he stays, he signs a 1-on-1 with the Raptors to be like, for the reason you just said. Of like, are we going to bang our head against this brick wall again? Are we going to fall again to this exact same team? Because if so, I'm out next year.
Yeah. I mean,
when everyone's contract is up.
It's definitely possible for the 1-on-1. I just. Ooh. Okay. Here's an alternate thread onto this.
Okay.
What if in this same scenario, Durant never gets hurt?
Okay. Well, now you're just talking crazy.
So if Durant doesn't get hurt,
still gone.
I think that Kawhi would be more likely to go back to the Raptors. And I think
stay away from the Western Conference. Yeah, I can see that.
I think to stay away from the Western Conference, regardless of where Durant goes, whether he stays with the Warriors, blah, 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 blah. I think with that sort of injury to the top guy, like not in his mind, I think that he's more open to the idea of signing a 1-on-1. I would be as a player. I think after watching Durant go down, I just feel like you have to know, no matter how good you are or where you are in your game.
Well, and Kawhi knows that with his quads.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. But I just think that was like so much more of like a... I mean, dude, that was visceral. I think that...
Yeah, that was brutal.
It surprised me that anybody took a one-year deal this year. I think after seeing that, I would take the pay cut.
Lock it up.
For the
lock
insurance,
it up.
Man.
Well, it's like, I think it
give me player options on the last 2 years. I don't give a shit.
It's like what Shaq said. He goes, I got hurt on company time. I'm going to heal on company time. It's good advice.
It's good advice.
So now, say he... doesn't come to the Clippers. Kawhi, say he misses that shot. Say he stays. Say he goes somewhere else. What do the Clippers do in free agency? Paul George, not on the team, I think.
No.
Not even close.
Nope.
I think we maybe just run it back.
I think we run it back. I think that we're looking at adding, I mean, yeah, with JaMychal, still getting a look at Magruder. I think the bench looks really largely the same.
Yeah, the bench looks the same, and...
I think that we pick up a guy. I think that we might make a smaller trade for like a Jay Crowder at the 3.
Yeah, more filler. Not filler, but like in between star and filler guys.
Yeah, I think that we're looking at guys. Yeah, I think that we're looking at the Jay Crowders. I think that we're taking a harder look at the Marcus Morrises.
We're doing something with Marcus Morris.
Yeah, I think that basically, yeah, we run back close to what we saw last year with a rotation, you know, like a strong role player at the 3.
Yeah, we get some backup for Gallo too, more. We maybe get another center. The thing that would get me, though, is that, you know, Kawhi's decision took as long as it did. I don't see that changing if he misses that shot. So we might also have just missed out on a bunch of guys too.
That's a very good call. I mean, both LA teams, you know, really had to wait out free agency.
Yeah.
And... you know, there's one winner and there's one loser. I'm not going to say who's who.
We're the winners. I'm happy he made the shot.
Oh, I'm happy that he made the shot.
I'm so happy he made the shot. Because I also, it's funny, when he made the shot, I was like, he ain't leaving.
Here's a non-Clipper.
When he made the shot, I was like, dude, that's the most iconic moment in Raptors history up to that point.
For sure.
Why would you leave?
For sure.
Guy left.
Unless you win a chip.
Unless you win a chip. Yeah. And finals MVP.
So here's a non-Clippers related question. What's Kawhi's reputation in Toronto? Let's say that shot doesn't go in, they lose in overtime, he bounces.
I think they're salty for a month, and then they just understand that it was business. Because he even said, the thing that's nice is that Kawhi gave himself an out from criticism by just being up front.
Yeah.
By just being like, I'm gonna see how this goes, man.
I'm going to make the best decision for me and my family.
He's not like that friend of yours who's like, for sure, dude, I would love to go to lunch. Let's go.
I'll be there.
Oh, dog, I'm sorry I'm late. Let's do it next week. Oh, dude, I'm so sorry. He's not that guy. He's a guy
who's like, dude, I've been sitting here for 7 days. Yeah, I've been waiting in the same restaurant.
He's the guy who's like, I don't want to go to lunch. And you're like, all right, I appreciate the honesty, man. I mean, I'm bummed, but I also can't be mad at you because you let me know what the deal is.
I also like the whole time it was like, he's such he's like such an enigma. I don't even know how else to describe it.
He's the internet.
he is the internet in that when you see, like, every single other rapper's player got asked, you know, what's going on? Where do you think Kawhi's going? Blah, blah, blah. And every single...
You don't got to disrespect Toronto media members like that.
Oh, I'm not saying that's Toronto media members. I'm saying that's that's every media person's question. And you know what? That wasn't disrespectful to media. Sometimes there's a lot of noise. It gets hard to decipher.
That's fair. You got the Charlie Brown
No disrespect
voice.
To anyone. Man, I'm going to have to cut this out.
You're good.
And the thing was, the entire time, every teammate backed up the decision. You know, like, in a way...
It almost felt rehearsed. Because they were just had to ask about it so much.
That's a good point. They had definitely all been asked about it so much. But there was just this... There was, like, a wonder, even from his own teammates, like, sitting in the same room with Kawhi. I think of, like, Lowry Kawhi interview post the finals with Rachel Nichols.
Where he's like, I'd love it if we hung out. And he's like, he doesn't want me here. Ha, 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 ha. And it's like, wait, what's going on right now?
But like, Kyle Lowry was looking at Kawhi like a child looks at someone like that. And I don't mean this in a disrespectful way. Like,
he's revered.
He has such a mythos or something that, like, he's a mystery to everyone who's around him. And it's like, it's exciting.
He is the internet.
You know what? You said it up top. Dude, I'm really coming
around
to this.
I think I stumbled upon something here. We're both happy he made the shot. Very happy that Paul George is on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Dude seems very excited. He was rocking his Clippers gear the other day. He was also at the employee store in Portland getting some new kicks.
Nice.
You don't got to go to the store, Paul. He's Nike.
He's a man of the people.
I mean, he's technically a Nike employee, so he could probably get some discount at the store.
Isn't it like more than being a Nike employee? Don't you have to get an invite to go to the store?
I think there's two different ones.
Or is it not
ones.
That crazy?
There's two different ones.
Oh, okay.
There's the OG Nike Town one that's like the employee store, mm-hmm. and then I'm pretty sure there's like another one that you maybe have to get. You have to know someone type thing.
Okay.
That might be Adidas too. I don't know. Shout out Nike. Let us know what you think would have happened if you would have missed that shot.
Kawhi comes to the Clips. We don't get Paul George.
I don't think Kawhi comes to the Clips if we don't get Paul George.
Kawhi comes to the Clips. We don't get Paul George. He makes a super team with Gallo.
Yeah. That would be fantastic. Coming back for this, we got some loose ends. I took a poll on Clipper Nation yesterday that was pretty interesting about the last shot. But first, guys, check out all the Locked On podcasts on the Himalaya Network.
Yeah. Summit the Mountain of Pods.
Summit the Mountain of Pods, guys.
Let the Himalaya be your Sherpa.
You can
take you to the top.
You can put episodes in order, out of order, however you want to do it.
Random.
You can listen to us contradict ourselves a bunch if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
We both thought we weren't going to get 2 stars. We were wrong. One more time, that is the Himalaya app.
All right. So.
Loose ends.
Got some loose ends to talk. This is the kitchen drawer segment of the.
Yes, this is the rubber bands, thumbtacks, old scissors, old iPhone chargers,
IKEA tools that aren't tools for anything else.
Yeah, and these thumbtacks are loose, so you're stabbing your finger every now and then. Also, want to give a shout out to Hotels.com. Hotels.com, find that hotel, man. Don't sleep on the street.
Absolutely,
Hotels.com.
You know where you won't find a dirty kitchen drawer full of assorted nonsense? Your hotel room. Thanks, Hotels.com.
So yesterday I was pondering aloud to myself because I was recording by myself in the abandoned annex. Also, apologies for the yawns yesterday. I was exhausted, apparently. I feel really bad about that. I was on a tear, too. I was going at Ryan Hollins. That's what psyched me up. Yesterday,
too sleepy?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on. Yesterday, I kind of talked about like who would take the last shot between Kawhi, Lou, and Paul George.
Okay.
Down one, which I think is a very key part of the question.
Okay.
I polled Clipper Nation on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
52% chose Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
40% chose Lou Will.
All right.
Hard 8 for Paul George.
Okay.
A hard 8.
This number seems really disrespectful to Paul George.
I think it's because of the memes. There's the Gatorade commercial where he says ball game and then he missed that buzzer beater. That does not help him. I feel bad about it. It's not his fault. I think if we're down one, I almost am more comfortable with Lou taking that shot.
I mean, Lou to me is 90% in this, if this poll was just polling me.
And I think it might be recency bias. If this poll was just polling you, 90% of you is picking Lou Will. What's the other 10% pick? I think part of why I want Lou Will so much is just recency bias. We were there when he hit the shot against the Nets.
Yeah.
It was incredible. He is clutch. But, I mean, if we're down one, He's fading to his left.
Shooting right.
I don't know who's stopping him.
Yeah.
But then again, Kawhi faded to his right, was smothered with the shot against 76ers.
Maybe George hits clutch shots, too.
He does.
The recent playoffs, you can't let that recency bias affect you.
Agreed. But he did not get
both arms out of his sockets.
He did not get any respect in this poll.
He did not.
I was kind of surprised.
I'm shocked at the disrespect. Do people not respect Paul George?
I think Paul George is in the perfect situation where he's kind of second fiddle right now. He was second fiddle in Oklahoma because it's Westbrook in terms of ball dominance.
Yeah.
But like, he's somehow under the radar.
The guy who finished third in MVP voting
is under the radar. We're only going to win 48 games next year after adding him and Kawhi, you know? Bastards.
Do you think that this will create any sort of tension?
Not at all.
You don't think that inherently stars bring tension to a team?
I think they do, but I think it's positive tension. Shout out to Block Party.
Hey.
I think they do, but it's just you want those two stars to do that. You want them to push it. You want Doc to have to think, damn, all of these guys are playing, both of these dudes are playing so well right now. I have a really hard choice between who I want to get the ball rather than like Kawhi or just rather than just a straight up one because someone's clearly like not feeling it.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. So you end up running like a double pick, twice roll.
Yes. Elevator screen.
Thrice roll.
Like I said, pressure builds diamonds.
That's
true. Do you think it brings some tension?
So these are two of, I mean, by all accounts, the most low maintenance players.
Most low key superstars.
Like low maintenance superstars in the NBA. I think that we tend to give these guys this reputation without really knowing this full situation in the locker room.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't change the fact these guys still have never played together.
Mm-mm.
These guys have still never practiced together for a full year. These guys, you know, like, other than maybe like some USA ball.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, let's say that you get a cool coworker.
Okay.
I've been a cool coworker. That guy's cool for the first week. It's like, oh man, this guy seems pretty chill. Then you're working next to him in the cubicle every single day.
Yeah.
It's like, man, this guy's really freaking annoying.
He starts eating mung beans or something like that every day.
It's like, you ever notice how...
Yeah.
You ever notice how this guy just drinks half cartons of milk and just leaves the rest out?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So I don't know. I do think that of any two stars, it's definitely like bound to be the least amount of tension.
Yes.
But what is the effect too on the rest of the locker room?
I think it's fine.
I think in this team,
they know what's
like,
up,
here's
bro.
The thing is like
they know what's up
for this team. I do keep thinking that it's definitely going to be fine, but we still just don't know.
I know. We just went through so much turnover last year, and we added such key guys that fit the vibe and know their roles that it's like. I'm cool.
It is hard to imagine like a whole lot of.
We took care of, you know, like guys turned down less money to be with the team.
Yeah. It's really hard to imagine a bunch of fanfare.
Yeah. I'm excited. I hope that 8% goes up. Poll technically still open for another hour, so that could bump up to 9 or 10. Paul George might have a couple burners on there voting for himself. Shout out, Paul George. I'm not going to be mad if any of these guys take the last shot.
No.
If it's a three, maybe I want Lou. A little more over the other two.
What if it's Trez from outside?
Someone said, why isn't Fee on this list? That was actually one of the new converts. The new Clippers converts.
Nice.
What else we got? Oh, yeah. There's a fantastic Lou Will article in Slam Magazine.
Cover, baby. Covered, not just an article.
Not just the cover. They sell t-shirts with the Slam covers on them, and I might get the Lou Will one.
Oh, for sure.
It's him shirtless.
Is Slam... a magazine that people say, oh, you know, I only get it for the articles.
Yes. Based on this cover, I think so. But it had my favorite quote, my favorite kind of quote from Mike Scott about Lou Will.
Yeah.
He's your favorite player's favorite player.
Which is...
That's the highest compliment you can ever get in any field.
He's your favorite blank's favorite blank.
He's your favorite SEO optimizer's SEO optimizer. Like,
yes.
It's such a high compliment.
It is like, though, the embodiment of, I think, a Lou Will type player.
He's the underground goat.
Underground goat.
Crazy path to the NBA.
Crazy path to the NBA. Insane story, like, just throughout his whole career.
Yep.
I think he's been a guy who...
Ahead of his time in terms of how guards play.
Ahead of his time. Never really got the recognition until I mean, what are we going to call it? Last 5 years?
In terms of mainstream stuff, yeah.
And like real mainstream stuff, like last 3 years?
And a lot of it, I hate to say this, because of Drake.
I was going
to
say Drake.
And you know, I read this on the Slam piece. Slam piece. Meek Mill wrote the song House Party after going to Lou Willville.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, that was like, it was such a crazy party that he wrote House Party, which went like double platinum, I think.
Yeah.
And the video was filmed at Lou Willville.
Oh, really?
Dude, he's the underground goat.
Yeah.
He's your favorite player's favorite player.
Seems like a great teammate.
He's
he's the coolest guy.
I tweeted this. The Slam article is great.
He's the coolest guy.
Because they're like, he's cocky but humble. Like, he's like this enigma.
He's confident. I don't know that
this
I would
even... This is locked on enigmas now.
I don't even know that I would go as far as to say cocky. I think confident for sure.
He's a little cocky. It's not bad.
Yeah. I guess that's fair. He's just so chill.
He's just so chill. Let us know what you guys think of Lou Williams. If it's anything other than he's so chill, we're going to have problems.
Yeah.
Come down to Torrance. We'll
drop
talk.
A pin.
I just want to talk. Thank you guys.
I was just ripping off his shirt right now.
Yeah. I'm
sorry. Don't want to get blood on it, dude.
I feel like I've been like...
You're heated.
I've been heated, Chuck Mockler, today. Yeah. I apologize, you guys. To the new listeners, I'm not usually like this. I'm usually much more even keel. But 538 gets in my craw. They're grinding my gears. Thank you guys so much for listening. What do we
yeah,
got
this was a weird one.
This was a weird one. What do we got for them tomorrow?
So tomorrow, we got a little Thirsty Thursday action for you. We talk about who and what we're thirsty for.
Should we talk some lineups?
We talk some lineups.
Talk some lineups.
Oh, yeah. We talk lineups. We're going to talk... schemes.
Oh, yeah. Both legal and illegal. And we're going to be talking about whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland.
Yeah, hopefully we find out that, you know, all this FaceApp stuff has been sold to the Kremulon. I don't know.
I don't know what I'm talking about FaceApp right now. Thank you guys so much for listening. I am usually positive Chuck Mockler.
And I'm William, the Enigma Reporter Updike.
There you go. Have a good one, guys.